Imagine waking up in a world where finding your perfect partner isn't about dating apps or chance encounters. It's a simple DNA test away. This is the premise of The One, where a revolutionary discovery identifies the single gene determining who you're biologically destined to love. One cheek swab and you're matched with your perfect partner with 92% certainty. The implications are both thrilling and terrifying. Long-term marriages crumble when spouses discover their genetic soulmates. Singles abandon promising relationships to wait for their perfect match. The technology transforms society's fundamental understanding of love, replacing choice with certainty, serendipity with science. What makes this premise so compelling is how it challenges our deepest beliefs about love. Is genuine connection truly reducible to genetic compatibility? What happens to the concept of choice when biology dictates desire? As the story unfolds through five interconnected narratives, we witness both the euphoria of perfect matching and its devastating consequences. Families torn apart, identities questioned, and ethical boundaries crossed in pursuit of biologically determined happiness. After multiple miscarriages and a divorce, Mandy, 37, learns her match has died in a hit-and-run. Drawn by an inexplicable connection, she attends Richard's memorial service and finds comfort with his family. His mother, Pat, validates Mandy's grief. "You have lost exactly the same thing as us." As Mandy grows closer to the family, she discovers Richard isn't dead, but in a vegetative state. His mother and sister submitted his DNA without consent, hoping to find someone to bear his child. When Mandy becomes pregnant through artificial insemination, Pat's obsession turns dangerous, culminating in her kidnapping Mandy's newborn son. This storyline explores how the promise of perfect love can lead to desperation. Pat's manipulation of the match system, using it not for connection but to create a child, reveals how technology can be corrupted by human desires. When Mandy finally reunites with her son and brings him to meet his unconscious father, Richard's fingers move to hold his son's hand, suggesting connection might transcend both science and consciousness. Christopher methodically murders women from dating apps, strangling them with cheese wire and leaving his signature mark. His goal is 30 victims, a mission he pursues with disturbing dedication and zero remorse. "I kill for the fun of it," he thinks, "because nobody has ever done it like this before." Everything changes when Christopher matches with Amy Brookbanks, a detective investigating his murders. Despite his psychopathic nature, Christopher experiences genuine emotion for the first time, caring about someone else's pleasure more than his own. His killing spree becomes increasingly burdensome as he envisions a future with Amy. This storyline poses a fascinating question. Can even a psychopath experience true love through a DNA match? Christopher's research suggests psychopaths may indeed love their DNA match as deeply as non-psychopaths. Their relationship reaches its devastating climax when Amy discovers his true identity and, after news breaks that match results may have been falsified, wraps Christopher's own murder weapon around his neck as he finds a strange calm while everything goes black. Nick's world shatters when his match test reveals his perfect partner isn't his fiancée Sally, but Alexander, a male physiotherapist. Convinced the test is flawed, Nick meets Alexander under the pretense of needing therapy, only to experience an undeniable connection that challenges his self-perception. As Nick develops a relationship with Alex while still engaged to Sally, his conflict intensifies when she announces her pregnancy. Faced with choosing between following his match to New Zealand or staying for his child, Nick makes a decision from which there was no going back. After Sally dies in childbirth, Nick discovers the baby isn't biologically his, but from Sally's affair. Nevertheless, he chooses to raise Dylan as his own and eventually brings him to New Zealand to reunite with Alex. This represents a triumph of chosen love over both biological connection and DNA matching. Nick's journey shows that identity evolves through our experiences and choices rather than remaining fixed. Ellie Stanford, the billionaire behind Match Your DNA, approaches her own match notification clinically. She hides her identity from Tim, posing as an assistant. Though she doesn't feel the immediate fireworks most matches report, she gradually warms to his authenticity. The devastating twist? Tim is actually Matthew Ward, a man seeking revenge. His mother, a former lab assistant in Ellie's research, had been matched with a pedophile after separation from Matthew's father, leading to alcoholism and death in a house fire. Matthew reveals he hacked her system, creating 2 million false matches to destroy her work. In rage, Ellie kills Matthew with a crystal decanter, a murder live-streamed across the internet. His revelations about Ellie's unethical practices, collecting DNA without consent and matching people with sex offenders, destroy her reputation. The final irony? Ellie now advises potentially mismatched couples to follow their instincts, abandoning the science-over-feeling approach that built her empire. Working a dead-end hotel job in England, Jade believes she's found her perfect match in Kevin, an Australian farmer she's never met in person. Their relationship exists solely through texts and calls. When Jade impulsively flies to Australia, Kevin rejects her, revealing he's dying of stage 4 lymphoma. Despite her anger at his deception, Jade stays with him, forming a deep friendship rather than romance. After Kevin's death, his brother Mark confesses he intercepted Kevin's negative match results and substituted his own positive match with Jade to give his dying brother hope. This raises questions about whether knowledge of compatibility creates self-fulfilling connections. Jade eventually forgives Mark, recognizing both prioritized Kevin's happiness. Their story concludes with Jade and Mark beginning a genuine relationship, suggesting authentic connections require honesty and mutual choice beyond DNA compatibility. The falsified Match Your DNA results force characters to question their connections, providing Amy an emotional escape when confronting Christopher, while barely affecting Nick and Alex, whose connection feels too genuine to doubt. The system's collapse reveals a profound truth: human connection transcends genetics. While the matching gene creates powerful attraction, lasting relationships require compatibility, shared values, and mutual choice. The novel shows this through relationships succeeding or failing regardless of match status, perfectly matched couples imploding, and seemingly incompatible pairs thriving. In a world dominated by predictive algorithms, this story reminds us that human connection remains fundamentally unpredictable. When Ellie refuses to offer retests, telling people to follow their instincts, she acknowledges what characters have discovered, that instinct and choice were always more reliable than scientific certainty. Love exists in our decisions and commitments. Nick raising a child who isn't biologically his. Jade staying with Kevin despite their lack of passion. And Amy choosing values over her perfect genetic match. These choices affirm that while science might explain attraction, what we do with it remains beautifully human.